Learning Masechtas Tainis Daf Tzayinim and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Seder of the Taniyos that were done. That they bring the Tevel or Choyve Shalir and they put Sak on top of the Teva. Sak Efer Makla on top of the Teva and the Reisha Nasi, Reisha Abezdin, and the Zakin says the Vikavushin, Vichuli, and they have a Seder Tvila with Chavdal and Brachais. And the Gemara here on Tez Vava Medei says that the Metzinas of Tevel or Choyve Shalir was only done on the Sheva Achrenes. The seven Achrenes, which not only did they increase the intensity of the Tainus, making it a 24-hour Tainus, and a Tainus with the Issa Malacha, and the Issa of all the Inuyim, but that they already did in the Gimel Amtsayis. But here, they made it more intense, they were Masriin, Venayel Mesachanuyais, also they were Metzinas at Tevel. We had that Gemara earlier on Yadal and Amin Aleph. Like the Gemara says here, the Metzinas Ateva is another additional stringency for the Zayin Achreinis. The Gemara there discusses the Chav Dalet Brachais, was that only by the Zayin Achreinis? The Gemara, the Rambam's Maskana, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, Simitovkai, Tavkufai, and Tessis, even the Chav Dalet Brachais was only by the Zayin Achreinis. So this tremendous tefillah that was done, the Misha Ana, the Efer Makla, the whole works, the Divrei Kavushin, these are specifically for the Zayin Achreinus. That's how they brought the Rambam and the Torah. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What about other Tzareis? See, other Tzareis, you don't have a Seder, like we'll see, of first three Leichter ones, and then three middle ones, and then seven hard ones. You go to the Masriyan right away. We'll see that a little bit in the third Perek. Is there a din of Metzinas a Tevel or Chayv v'Shalir and the Chav Dal and Brachais, is there a din by other tzars? So is that dafka by Gershamim? The Ran brings the Gemara later brings Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that says that you don't do Zechronis and Shefres. The Gemara's Lashon on the very top of Yitzayinim and Aleph is Einayim Zechronis and Shefres Ela B'Rashan of Yehuvas U'B'Shas Molchama. So Rabbi Yehuda does have a Zechronis and Shefres that he says B'Shas Molchama. So the Ran says Yesh Shalomdu Mezeh the Hani Chav Dalet Brachas Leot Tzaris Kisham Bavan Niskanu. I want to call it Tzaris. The Hani Arminim Hachu B'Shas Melchama. That, you see, there's a din of Shefres and Zechreinais B'Shas Melchama. So that sounds like the Chav Dalet Brachas was said even B'Shas Melchama, Hudin L'Shar Tzaris. And he discusses it, but that's how he names on. He says, V'chein Nire Iker, that on all the Tzaris, the Duke say them Shaseinu. And that's really what the Torah says. He says, "V'chol yayim v'yayim izayin taniyas achreinus oishar taniyas shemesriim dehem." Very mafurish that this entire seder that he's mayor so much to discuss the entire seder is by the zayin achreinus by geshamim and by other tzareis where you mesriim miyad. But the achreinim, the Beis Yosef at the end of Tavkufayin Tess and Lacha Mishnah Ma'aser Kech and the Rambam, I'm a daik the Rambam that specifically for geshamim. His lashon is. He could have easily said Shalmatar Aishal Shah Saris. Zayin Achreinish Shalmatar, right? Like the Torah says. He doesn't. He says Zayin Achreinish Shalmatar. It sounds like that's Bedafka, not Shah Saris. And if that deek is correct, like the Achreinim say, who within the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafkuf Ayin Tesif Aleph, says that all the days of the Zayin Achreinish Shal Geshamim, it's mashman that the Shulchan Aruch's psak is it wasn't done by Shai Tzoris. Now one, Shatav v'shething a little bit, it says in Nasi, towards the end of Tezvav v'mebeiz, Nasi v'abezdin, why do we say, Kalecha v'echa neitu v'neisim v'reishai, in the Nasi v'abezdin says, neisim v'reishai, it's mashman other people do it, and by everyone it says that they themselves do it, and the Gemara says, the reason why the Nasi and Avezdin do not put on the ashes themselves, someone else does it for them, is because there's a difference if you're embarrassed by yourself or you're embarrassed from someone else. So Rashi explains, because there's more Agmas Nefesh. So the question then still is, why are we interested in giving more Agmas Nefesh to the Nasi and Avezdin, but not to everyone else? If it's appropriate to feel the Agmas Nefesh and the Mizayin of someone else putting it on you, because you want more, that will make more of a tshuva, that will make more of a kapara, so why dafka the Nasi and Avezdin? So Rashi's lashon is mishum chashivusim hem is baishim me'achayim. Avol shai b'nam d'loy chashivi loy mis baishim b'nesinis me'achayim v'sagil b'nesinis atzma. The simple reading of the Rashi is that the Nasi and the Abezin, since they're very chashiv, so they're going to get embarrassed when people put it on their heads. So Mela, it makes sense to have someone else do it. We want them to be more embarrassed. That will be the tshuva, that will be the kapara. Now Shengen, someone else which is not so chashiv, he's not going to be embarrassed by someone else putting it on. And that's why it's okay if he puts it on himself. That's a simple reading of the Rashi. The Marsha is bothered. It doesn't sound logical. Okay, the more chashiv you are, the more embarrassed you are, but there still should be an additional embarrassment even by everyone if someone else puts them on. Why is Rashi saying, they are. Kafi, what then is bayish b'nesinas atzmai? They'll be more nesbayish b'nesinas achayim. So the Karinir Aim says, that's not what Rashi means. It's harder to read Rashi like the Karinir Aim, but just more logical. The Karinir Aim says, other people, they're not chashuv, so they don't have to have that extra bezayin. The Nasi and Abezin, since they're very chashuv, so we want them to have an extra bezayin. Like the Gemara said before, since they're chashuv, we need them to feel the bezayin more. That will bring the Yeshua. That will be the tshuva, the tefillah that we need. Other people not so chashuv, so it's okay if they just have a smaller bezayin of putting it on themselves and not a larger bezayin of someone else putting on them. Loim is vayishim nesiyas zecher means they don't need the bezayin of the nesiyas zecher. The Marsha says that the Ran learns the opposite. The Marsha says you look in the Ran. He says, by nisbayish ma'achayim is less busha than nisbayish ma'atzmai. So therefore, fakir, the nasi abezim, they're very chashiv. We don't want them to have so much busha. So we give them the less embarrassing option of someone else doing it. And by other people, we don't care so much. They get the more embarrassing option of doing it on their own. Now, the lashon of the Ran does sound the way in the beginning. Since ein adayim misvayish matzim misvayish me'achayim de'ika agmas nefesh purta, there's less agmas nefesh. When we tell chashiv usamayim misvayishin, and since they're chashiv, they're going to be more embarrassed. Avu b'shar ben dolei chashivi loy misvayishim me'achayim v'sayilu b'nesinas atzma. He says the end doesn't stim that well. He should have said avu b'shar ben adam dolei chashivi tzarech nesinas atzma, not sayilu b'nesinas atzma. It's enough nesinas atzma. The Shita Mekubetzitz Ksavyan on the Ran is Magia in the Ran. Instead of saying Dika Agmas Nefesh Purta, to say Agmas Nefesh Tvein. Then he basically is saying word for word Rashi, which is the Derech of the Ran, except if he wants to say a different Pshat. But it would make sense from the end of the Ran that he's trying to say word for word Rashi, and you'd have to be Gerus the Agmas Nefesh Tvein. And let's go weiter. The Gemara discusses putting the Efer Makla, the Mishnah says, on the Teva. The Gemara says, why did they put it on the Teva? Because of Imai Nechi B'Tzar, because of Bechol Tzurasim Leitzar. And then the Gemara brings the name of Reb Zeirim, that it, when I was younger, when I would see the Rabbanim put Efer Makla on the Teva, my whole body would tremble. That's the Gemara. Now the Rambam says an interesting thing. Rambam Luchas Tainesberg, Dal Alacha Aleph says, V'noisin Efer Makla Gabe Teva, V'al Gabe HaSefer Teira. Sounds like there's two places you put it. You put it on top of the Aron Kodesh, on top of the Teva, and also on top of the Sefer Torah. And that is also the Lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavka Fayin Tes, that you put Efer Makla al Gabei HaTeva v'al Gabei HaSefer Torah. Now the Kesem Mishnah on the Rambam says, V'eini Yedei Minayin Leila Rabbeinu Shanoisin Efer Makla al Gabei HaSefer Torah. I don't know, where did he get to put on Sefer Torah? You look in the Gemara, it says he put it on the Teva. The Rambam says, Al HaTeva v'al HaSefer Torah. Where did he get it from? So the Mepharshim discuss it. The Mashal, the Meisur Keach says, well, first of all, the Gemara says it's ima inechi b'tzara, mechal tzurasim loy tzara. That wouldn't fit on the Teva. The Teva, you wouldn't see the ima inechi b'tzara on the Teva. On the Sefer Torah, there you see ima inechi b'tzara. There you see mechal tzurasim loy tzara. What's Reb Zeir? It's mezazeya kula gufa. That's because it was on the Sefer Torah. He wouldn't have been mezazeya kol gufa on the Teva. Kevin Samishna also says it. Doesn't sound terribly mukhrich, but that's what they say. He also bring the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says a lashon that the reason why he put the Efer Makla on the Teva is kli chem da haisalanu v'nizbazav avayne seinu. We had a precious keli and it was nizbazav avayne seinu. Now l'chaya, the Teva is not the kli chemda. Teva is important. It's not the kli chemda. The Teva is the kli chemda. Chavim yisrael shenaslam kli chemda. And then they bring the girsa of the Rif and the Rush. The Rif and the Rush have in the Gemara, v'lam neisen efer makla al gabe a teira, al gabe a sefer teira. So if that's so, the Gemara clearly says he put the efer makla on the teira, and that could have been the girsa of the Rambam. Now what's interesting is like this: the Rif on the Mishnah says neisen efer makla al gabe a teira. That's what the Rif says in the Mishnah. The Rif in the Rosh and on the Gemara also starts off that you put the efer makla al gabe a teira. When it gets to the point of the Gemara, Lam and Naisen Efer Makla, there it says, Lam and Naisen Efer Makla al Gabe a Sefer Torah. And like the Meisur Keach and the Mekeva Submission, others say, the answer would only be an answer for Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be an answer for Teva. So I thought that that's where you get two dinim. It's not the pshat that there's one girsa of Torah, one girsa of Teva. No. The Mishnah, the girsa is Teva. There is no other girsa in the Mishnah. Teva, period. No one has any girsa in the Mishnah of Sefer Torah. The girsa of the Rif and the Rosh is Sefer Torah only in one place, where the Gemara asks the question, Lama Neisen Efer Makla, instead of Al Gemara's question, Lama Neisen Efer Makla Agabe Ateva, their girsa was Lama Neisen Efer Makla Agabe Sefer Torah. So I thought, if that's true, then just like the Gemara has other questions about the Minhagim that they did, which the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't cite any source for, Lamashal. Lama miskasim besakim. It says anywhere they were miskasim besakim? Doesn't say anywhere. In the Yishalmi it says, I'm saying, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. Right? Lama yetzin lebesa kvaris. It says anywhere they were yetzin lebesa kvaris? Doesn't say anywhere. So what's Gemara asking why? Teretz is, the Gemara knew what they do. The Gemara knew the minhagim. So the Gemara knew that there was a minik to miskasim besak. There was a minik to be yetzin lebesa kvaris. So the question is on the minik. So this Gemara is not asking a question why they put the Efer Makla on the Teva. That the Gemara knew. The Gemara wanted to know why they put it on the Sefer Torah. That doesn't sound respectful. And that the answer is, B'chol Tzorot Zolay Tzor. Iman Eichi V'Tzorot. Mevzeru is Mezeh Kol Gufay. But that was on an extra thing that was done, not like the Mishnah. That's what I thought, but then I found Mamish, I was Mechav and Richtig. The Birkei Yosef and Simon Tavkufay in Tez brings the Chedushi to Midei Rash B'Ksav Yad. They write this Lashon. Lama miskasa b'sakin, zeli mitzina le b'mishna le b'raisa she miskasa b'sakin, avidu ha yetzlam she neigan kain, vazeh yeshayel lefi min hagam. So first he's talking about sakin. He says, there's no mishna or b'raisa that they were miskasa b'sakin, they just knew they did that. So they asked about the minik. V'chein ma'adashal lama neisen efer al sefer teira, minik ha yetzlam v'le mitzinu zeh b'mishna. Mamish mefurish this nekuda. First of all, that putting it on the Sefer Torah was a minig etzlam and it's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says teva. And second, that's what the Gemara's kasha was. The Mishnah we know, the Gemara's kasha on the Sefer Torah. Graal de gezach. See, Svasemis brings a more clear makari to the Rambam for the Yishalmi. We mentioned the Yishalmi about the Klichemda, that the Klichemda would sound the Torah. But he says, the Yishalmi says like this. It says, Yetzei chasim michedje v'kala michupasa. It says by Yael, v'kachi yitzayim kiru atzara. It says Yetzir Chasim Mechedja V'Kalam Mechupasa by the fast they had, and the Yishalmi Darsh is the Chasim is the Teva and the Kal is the Sefer Torah. Doesn't say clearly about ashes, but it says clearly about a Sefer Torah going out. But I saw an interesting thing in the Ein Yankov. There's a pirush of Iyun Yankov on the Ein Yankov. It's written by the Shmuz Yankov, Chashav Beisik, Chak Yankov also. And he wrote that he thinks that this what it says the Rambam, and I guess the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, that you put it on the teva of Al-Gami Sefer Torah, doesn't mean to put it on the Sefer Torah. It means you put it on the teva which has a Sefer Torah inside. So that's like you put it on the Sefer Torah. You know, also the Shishanim L'David, I saw, says it on the Mishnayis. It's also in the Pirish Rashi Al-Arif, wherever they got that Pirish from, the Girsus Arif, Lama Naisnin Efer Makla Ala Sefer Torah, the Pirish Rashi on the Rif is, Ala Teva Shas Sefer Torah Menachas Ba. Mamish Mefurish that the Efer on the Sefer Torah means on the Teva with the Sefer Torah. So they didn't take out the Torah from the Teva to put Efer on it. They put it on the Teva which has a Sefer Torah. That means they put it on the Sefer Torah. So really, the same Dikdukim, the Yerushalmi, the Gemara, Iman Eichi B'Tzara, it's all putting it on it. But it wasn't that they went and put an extra ashes on the Sefer Torah besides what was on the Teva. It was called putting it on the Sefer Torah when they put it on the Teva. But if this Rashi Al-Arif, if it's coming from Rashi or from the Daily Rishenim, so I think it's a Machlekes, the Pirish Rashi Al-Arif and the Talmud Arashba. The Talmud Arashba says there is no Mishnah that says that you put it on the Sefer Torah. L'chari means you put it on the Sefer Torah itself. The Pirish Rashi Al-Arif that says when the Gemara discusses putting ashes on the Sefer Torah, And who are they? When the Rambam says that you put ashes on the Teva and on the Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean to put it separately on the Sefer Torah. It means to put it on the Teva with the Sefer Torah inside. That's like this Girsa Rashi and the Rif. That's like the Iyun Yaakov and the Shoshana Ladavid, that they didn't put it separately on the Sefer Torah. And the Rambam Gadda writes, Naisen Efe Makal Gabe Teva Gabe Sefer Torah, Del Hangdalas Habachia Ulachnia Liba. He says, the reason why is to make the crying more, and to make people feel very subdued. Lachnia libam. The Gayan says, what's the Rama's Makarta? The Gemara says, the reason why is the Melech Yibitzar. The Rama's Makarta is Abzeir. Abzeir says he's Mazeir Kol Gufay. He means to say, that's why they did it. And that's what Svasem Mitzvosa says. Now about the Efer, the Gemara says, Lom and Naisen Efer Bereish Kalechem Echad Pligibar Blevi Barcham Ram Chanina. Why did they put Efer on each person? Rabbi Levi bar Chamachin have a machlokes if we're chashuvin lefenecha ke'efer, right? It's the gnai. We're like dust, we're like ashes. And the other one says to remember the Efer shel Yitzchak, ikim menayu offer stam. If you hold it's chashuvin lefenecha ke'efer, so offer also would be good enough. If you hold it's Efer shel Yitzchak, you need daf ke'efer. So like a Mishnah on the Rambam, ask a Kasha and Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Rashi, Efer Makla, Rashi says, Efer Mamash Loi Offer. Efer Stam Hu Offer. Kshem She Efer Kari Offer. Kshem Afer Shevis Kaska Offer Kari Efer Stam. If we just say Efer, that would mean dust also. Ashes and dust are interchangeable. Efer Makla means Efer Shrefer. So if we would just say Efer Stam, Rashi says, Mashma Offer. Now that it says Efer Makla, it's Gnai Yesimi Offer Stam. So, the Lacha Mishnah asks the obvious question. If you're explaining why you need Dafka Efer Makla, which that you're calling Efer, as opposed to Efer Stam, which would include Afer, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, Liska Akedah Shitzchak. Why did Rashi say it's Gnai Yeser, Me Efer Stam? Chayre Pella. So he says two terutz. The first terutz is that there's two things here. There's the Efer that's put on the Teva, and on the Reish HaVezdin and the Reish Nazi, and that's for sure Al Zganai. That's for sure it's Keshuvim of Necha Kepet. That is not because of Akedus Yitzchak, Kumtais. The Shah says, well, why do everyone else put Efer on? One man, the Amma says, also Gnai. We want everyone to feel it. The other one says, no. For the Gnai, that's good enough to have it on the Teva, on the HaVezdin, and that's good enough for the Gnai. Why is everyone else doing it? Everyone else is doing it because of Akedus Yitzchak. That's one man, the Amma. And the second man, the Amma holds, that's Mishum Gnai. So I think it means like this. In the first teretz, we want a big Gnai for the Teva, the Avezdin, and the Nasi. That's why we're going to put Efer Makla specifically. It's a big Gnai. But then, on everyone else, if it's out, okay, this Yitzchak, so then you need Efer Makla, it's okay, this Yitzchak. If it's out, Chashuv, okay, Efer, so for everyone else, offer alone is good enough. That's how I'm learning the first teretz of the Lechem Mishnah. Then the Lecha Mishnah says another teretz, Laila not being Mechal between the two, but Rashi is explaining why the Mishnah said Efer Makla if you don't live a Kedis Yitzchak. That's what Rashi is explaining. Why it says Efer Makla if you don't live a Kedis Yitzchak? Because it's a Gnai Yosef. So the Karenera and the Mishnah and the Rishash add a Knech to this. They say that you're going to have to say Lefiza when the Gemara says Ikim Menai offers Stam, it doesn't mean Lechathila, because the Mishnah said Efer Makla. And if you don't live a Kedis Yitzchak, why did the Mishnah say Efer Makla? Like Rashi says, it's more of a Gnai. The Shaila was, if you don't have Efer Makla, should you substitute, are you allowed to substitute B'dieved Efer Makla for Afer? If the time is not Gnai, so yes, even though the Mishnah said Efer Makla, that's Lechatchila. But if you don't have Efer Makla, that's not practical, so Afer also will be good enough. But if the time of Efer is because of Kedis Yitzchak, so no point in putting Afer. See, I think the Ikir B'nai means that. I think the older, the first Ikir B'nai also means that. The Gemara says, why'd they go to Rechayiv? One teretz is, Zagnu b'tzinev lo'in anesu nivaz atzmeinu b'fahesya. We already screamed privately and we weren't answered. Now we're going to embarrass ourselves by screaming publicly. And the other one says, Galinu, we went into Golos, we left the shuls, Galoseinu mechaper esleinu, a Golos should be mechaper. My benayim, ikim benayim, they knishta, they knishta. Then you don't have fahesya, but you do have golas. Well, the ma'aseh, the Mishnah says rechayiv. Teretz is, the shayla is, what's the point of rechayiv? If the point of the rechayiv is the fahesya, so there's no point of going to another basic knesses. That's a pshat in the Gemara. And in case you can't, if the rechayiv is unavailable, if the rechayiv is not practical, it's impossible to do a rechayiv, so stay in your basic knesses. But if the point is golas, so even though lechatchilu dig a golas is avad of the rechayiv, But by the end of it, it's also good enough to go with Mekanishna to Mekanishna. So the same thing here, here's what I would say. If Eva Makla was Altsakeh this Yitzhak, there's no point to substituting offer. If Eva Makla was the point of Gnai, even though Eva Makla is more Gnai, like Achili do Eva Makla, but by the end of it, you could use offer Stam. And my guess is like this. So Lefiza, I want to put together a little bit the two Turitzim Lecha Mishnah. That if you don't have Eifa Makla, that's for sure you're going to use Ofer on the Reish Avez and the Reish Nasi and the Teva. Because that Zicha is Alts Bezoyin. But on Kol Echad Ve'echad, the Tam of Bezoyin, so then you'll use Ofer. The Tam of the Kedis Tzitzik means that there's no Din Bezoyin on Reish Kol Echad Ve'echad, and then you won't use Ofer. Ground Netaisis says the Eifa Makla has to be from the bones of people. Mud Netaisis. And Shasan Netaisis. I say Eifa from the Etzim Adam. I saw the Karadari says he didn't find anyone says this, and the Rambam doesn't say it. And he says, it's fair, you're going to burn bones of people in order to use the Eifer? The Chayr, it's better to burn bones of a ram, I guess. That would also be the Eilish of Yitzchak. The Ayman Sos is Matmi and Taisus. He says that when you burn wood, that's what burnt on the Mizbeach. It says they put wood on the thing. Actually, it didn't burn bones of people on the thing. So the wood is a Zech of Agedis Yitzchak. As I tie it, that the Karadari asked him, like, Shikul Batarius Kushim, and he says, Leimatsu Leichaver, the Ayavitz asked him, more Batarius Tzmiya, that he can't understand how you'd go and burn bones of people and use them to put on your head for davening. Now, the Gemara also discusses going to the Beis HaKvaris. It says, Lami Eitz Beis HaKvaris, Pligibar, Blevich, Barchamar, Rabchanina, Chana, Merenach, Hashulf, Necha, Kamesim, we're like dead people. You want even the dead people to join and ask tefillah for us. Now I saw in the Sefer Til Yaina, I think he has a point, that if he sees the Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean, Areinu Chashuv Lefnecha Kameisim? What's the message that we're like dead people? The Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Dalchas says, Achar Shemispalim Yetzim Kolam LeBeis HaKvaris, Ubeichim Mischanim Sham, go out to the cemetery, they cry and they plead there, you'll be dead if you don't do tshuva. You'll be like these dead people. So the Hareinu Chshuva Fnecha Kameisim is a form of Viserys L'tshuva. It's a form of Musr. See those dead people? You don't behave yourself, you're going to be like them. Well, you're saying that. I recognize that if I don't do it, if I don't do tshuva, I'm going to end up like that. The Ritva also says that way. He says, the Torah seems to be saying a different shot. The Torah is saying, the going out to the Beis HaKvaris is a form of tefillah. He's saying, we realize, look how bad, look what an Ishmael Matzev we are. Look what's going to happen if you don't have Rechmanis to us, we're going to end up like these Mason. Shaz, is it a message to us? If we don't do tshuva, we're going to end up Mason? Or is it a message to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you don't have Rechmanis, we're going to end up like Mason. Yeah, very richtig. Now the Ritva says the following. I'll tell you the Lash. V'davah pashit hu, she'ein yitziyasun lebeis HaKvaris l'spal shah. It's a davah pashit, they're not going out to the cemetery to daven there. She'asul is spal b'beis HaKvaris v'shem lo'yig l'rush. You're not allowed to daven b'beis HaKvaris. It's lo'yig l'rush. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs, mitzitzis, whatever it is, in front of a kever, because now the mace feels like you're making fun of him that he can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'kol shkein she'asul b'kivrei gayim. And certainly asur in the gayish cemetery. Now he doesn't tell you why it's asur in the kivrei gayim. He's just assuming that. Maybe he means it looks like Dariush al-Mason. Or maybe he means like the gayish cemetery is a makam tuma, makam klipis, that a very inappropriate place for davening. But that's what he says. The daven in the Yiddish cemetery is like Larash. The daven in Gaisha cemetery, Kolshken it's Asr. Uberchayv with the Mispalim. And they daven in the Rechayv. Kedisim and Megillah Perik Bnei Eir. I guess Agamar is not so mafurish they daven in the Rechayv. Agamar, maybe they daven in the Beis HaKvaris. But Amar Megillah says that the Rechayv Shalir has some Kedusha because they daven near Betaniyas or Amadah. So mafurish, they daven in the Rechayv. So why did they go to the Beis HaKvaris? Alachnia libam shem chshuvim kemesim, like we quoted before, ay kadei shivakshu mesim aleim rachamim, like the other time of the Gemara, hayetzim sham acher shesbalu. After they daven, that's when they went out to the Beis HaKvaris to make this following symbolism. The Ran says also the same type of thing. He says, haynu, sheinayigim acher shesbalim, sheyetzim kolam the Beis HaKvaris, ubeichin umasuyim sham, they cry out there, they cry and they scream there. But they don't bring the teva and the sefer Torah to be sekvaris and daven. They have a kol shekem b'kivrei Akum. The kakos of a Rambam zal perek dalos tainis. Shaloi kaminig mixes mekayim ishim etzinas a teva le basic kvaris and mispalam shom. Not like the minig of certain places. He already alludes to the fact that there were people that did that. That would bring the teva to the basic kvaris and daven there on tanias. And the Beis Yosef brings this in Siman Tov Kafayin Tes. So I think the taich that he says, the yinala and the daven there, I think the Ridvan Duran is saying the same thing. And they both mean that you can't have the official tefillah to be there. You can't get the shliach tzibur with the 24 brachas, with the actual tefillah satainis, with the shemayna esrei, or the chav dalet brachas, that can't be in the basic verse. But the lashon of the Rambam is, hayubaychim u'meschanin sham. The Ritva also says a lashon, not the Ritva, the Ran says a lashon also, baychim u'mesriim sham. The Rambam's lashon is baychim u'meschanin sham. So there was private prayers that were going on. Azay menach. I mean, you see that the minhag ha'olam is to daven by kvarim. The Ritva's lashon is she'asur lispal b'beis hakvaris. Now the Ran's lashon is avaloi she'itziu as a teva v'sefer Torah l'beis hakvaris v'yispal lusham. But I don't think he's coming. I think shneim l'davar echa kivnu. I don't think he's coming to tell you that you're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah into the beis hakvaris. That's not his point. His point is that the ceremony, the tefillah satainis that was done with the Tev and the Sefer Torah was not done in the Beis HaKvaris, it was done B'Rechai V'Shalir. And the Kpeda was, this is not a place to have a Tefillah Kavua. See, if you look Shitris, the Ritva says, Asul Sval Beis HaKvaris. He'll say, Inala Daven there, period. And the Ran, he doesn't say, Asul Sval Beis HaKvaris. He says, Avaloi Shi Yitziu is a Tev V'Sefer Torah, the Beis HaKvaris V'Sval V'Sham. V'Kol Shkem V'Kiv V'Yakob. So he says, you can't bring a Tev and Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris to Daven there. I don't think either of them mean that. I don't think the Ritva means an Allah to daven there, and I don't think the Ran is saying an Allah to bring the Sefer Torah and the Teva to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. I think they mean to say is the Tefillah Satainis with the Shleach Tzibah, with the Divrei Kavushim, with the Chav Dal Brachis, with the Teva, with the Sefer Torah, all that was not done in the Beis HaKvaris, because you don't daven a Tefillah Kavu in the Beis HaKvaris. Could you bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris? You're not discussing it. Could you stam daven your own tefillah in the basic verse? I think it's mafurish, yeah, because the Rambam's lashon is u'baychinu meschanim sham, and the Ran's lashon is baychinu mesriin sham. I don't think the Ritva is arguing on that. And I'm saying this partially because there's a tshuvas neid de Behuda, which daily achreinim were bothered with. The Rabbanim, the Bezin of Kal Kaddish Trich, wrote him a letter that they're having a machlekes among them. It's an eis tzara, and some of them say the Zayar says, bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. So they wanted to do that. They wanted to bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. There were some Rabbanim that held that way. Other Rabbanim said, there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Ches that says, you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris. It's Loig L'Rosh. So here's the problem. Some wanted to bring a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaKvaris and daven the Beis HaKvaris because of the Zayah. And some didn't hold you're not allowed to because it's Loig L'Rosh. So the Neid Yehuda said, about your Gemara and Brachas, that is not talking about just bringing a Sefer Torah in. That's talking about reading from a Sefer Torah. Reading from a Sefer Torah is Loig L'Rosh. Going into a basic way Sefer Torah is not Loig L'Rosh. So the Gemara and Brachas is not a problem. But about the Zayar, after the Nadir saying, I don't know Zayar, and the Ace of Goodness stars, but Lamaisa, about the Zayar, he said the Zayar has a big peda that Sefer Torah got to be kasha v'tachlos akashas. If there's one letter wrong in that Sefer Torah, it's going to cause a big sakana. So the Zayah fakert. The Zayah is telling you, for our Sefer Torah, who knows if the Sefer Torah is kashya, v'tachlos, or kashya? We don't know. As far as the Zayah is concerned, if anything, I think the Zayah is saying, don't go with the Sefer Torah. And the Birka Yosef passes that way, and the Shari Ephraim passes that way, that it's not a good idea, Alfi the Zayah, to go to it with the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. The Zayah only meant to do it when you have a Sefer Torah, which is Kasha B'Tachlos HaKashas. So the word Gdolei Achreinim that asked the Kasha on the Zayah of Yehuda, it's a Mefurash Aran. There's Aran right here, and the Beis Yosef brings Aran that says that you're not allowed to bring the Tev and the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKvaris and daven there. How can they discuss this question without quoting a relevant Ran and a Beis Yosef that brings the Ran on this issue? They must have forgotten it. But I want to be Melitz, it's sad to know you, I don't think he forgot the Ran and the Rabbanim and Trich has no Sheikhus. The Ran is not discussing, is it proper to stam bring a Sefer Torah to Beis HaKvaris? Going to a basic kvaris of daven is ma'isim mechal yahim. Even though the Ritva says you can't do it like the Rosh, I guess you have to be more than dal namas away from the kever, whatever it is. But it's ma'isim mechal yahim. When is it sorry? You go to the kever tzaddikim and daven there. If the Ritva holds you're not allowed to, then I guess we don't baskin like him. And the Ran's not saying that there's an issur. Yeah, you could daven there, but don't bring the sefer Torah. That's not the point. The ik of the Ran is saying is that we can't have the tefillah kavua there. And that's why I'm putting the Ran together with the Ritva. That as though you might learn this Gemara, that you mitzin is a table or chayv v'shalir, but where do you daven? You daven the basic verse. Zak the Ran, no. The Rambam's mefurish. The davening is for chayv v'shalir. After you finish davening, then you go to the basic verse. But they're talking about the tefillah kavua, so that's why he says that you don't bring the sefer Torah and the tefillah to the basic verse of davening. He means that's not where we're handling this tefillah satinus. And Avad and I viewed the Nemdan that way for a pashtus, and that's why he didn't bring it b'chlal into the discussion.